Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Justin Tucker met with the media during OTAs in Owings Mills.
Hey guys, how are y'all doing? Good to see you. All right, fire when ready.
So what was your first reaction to this new kickoff when you kind of learned about it and kind of the changes to it?
Yeah, I think initial reaction was you got to be positive about it and think about it in terms of this is going to keep the play in the game. And this is not just going to keep the play in the game. It's going to make it much more exciting. I think there's going to be a lot more action as far as kicks that will be returned. In the last several years, the trend has been for most teams to send the ball into the end zone, give up the 25-yard line, and the play was essentially not happening as it was designed to happen. But now, in all likelihood, we're going to see a lot more returns, and it'll give a lot more guys opportunity to, take that play and make it a big play. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be really exciting.
After so many years in the league with this kind of big rule change, is it kind of exciting to get back in the lab and get creative with what you can do?
Yeah, it is. Just like a pitcher tries to develop his stuff, I'm doing the same thing out here, trying to figure out whichever way we can – in our minds, gain an advantage, gain an edge, and whether that means, putting the ball in different spots, making it challenging for a returner to, scoop up the ball easily. All of those things we're looking at right now. Granted, we are kind of in the fledgling stages of what we're trying to, accomplish here, what we're trying to figure out. So, like you said, we are in the lab, and more recently, my lab has actually been the weight room. This might be really surprising to a lot of you guys and a lot of my teammates because I don't spend a hangout in the weight room too frequently. But after watching a lot of these XFL plays over the last couple years, kicker seems to be like involved in like 25% of the tackles. So, I mean, I've mixed it up a couple of times. I've gotten in there. But now I gotta, get some more shrugs, get the traps going a little bit, just to make sure I'm prepared to, prepared for a little bit more contact. But in all seriousness, it will be a lot of fun to, see what we come up with, and then see what other teams come up with, and then, see how we can gain an advantage on the play.
Just all seriousness, though, are do you plan to because of the it sounds like it looks kickers are going to be involved a little bit more. Will you add more muscle because of that?
I have put on like 3.8 pounds. So can you guys tell? Probably not. But, I'll leave it at that.
Justin, I asked John, there has been talk that some teams may not use their kicker to do the kick. Do you want to be out there? Do you want to be the guy doing it?
Well, hell yeah, I want to be out there. I mean, any chance I get to be on the field, I'm living out my childhood dream, So wherever that is, I'm going to make sure I'm ready to go and put the best product on the field that I possibly can. At the same time, in fairness to, the idea that, a safety or a linebacker or somebody that has, a little bit more practice, a little bit more training, as a coverage athlete, as a tackler, I think it's totally fair to, turn over every stone and see what you got. I mean, who knows? There might be a hidden gem in our locker rooms, a guy that can, pinpoint, drop the ball, off the tee, on the 5-yard line at the red fade line, just drop it on a dime and then just go down there and smoke the ball carrier. So I'd like to think I would be that guy. But just like any and all positions out here, evaluations are comprehensive and ongoing. So I'm just going to do everything I can to make sure I have every kick available and everything else that I need to have available. Every other way that I need to be prepared, I'm going to make sure that I do that for this team.
Sorry, I can't imagine what you make in tackles, though. I have no idea as a kicker. Have they talked to you about that? Because you're going down there and getting injured?
I mean, I think it probably would make the most sense that you don't want any of your specialists getting hurt throughout the course of a game. But this is still football in the National Football League, So it is what it is. I mean, we're just going to have to see what happens. We have, yeah. We've I know Randy, Chris, Sam, those guys have watched probably every XFL kickoff that has happened with these, you know, with the similar rules. There are a couple of things that are a couple of nuances that are a little bit different between their rule and the NFL's rule. But they have studied it thoroughly. I've studied clips that they've sent me. I've seen clips on my own. You know, just, and that's just part of being a pro, just doing everything we can to be prepared to, you know, or just to, you know, just to develop our own ideas for how we're going to attack the play as well. That's a really good question. It was probably in high school at this point, but I think it's one of those things that just comes natural. You know, if you're a ball player, like you stick your nose in there and, you know, hopefully you're giving out more of a hit than you're receiving. So that's a plan, at least right now. We'll see how that all works out.
We didn't get a chance to ask Coach Harbaugh because he came before you, but don't they discourage that from your perspective to avoid contact?
I don't think it's necessarily something that is encouraged, but it's not discouraged either. You know, it's just it kind of just comes with the territory. It's a football play. We're all football players out there. And ultimately, if a returner is, beelining toward the end zone, and I'm the last, I'm the last guy there to stop him, it is part of my job description. It's not necessarily, priority A. You know, priority A is make kicks, and then, as far as kickoffs go, be able to put the ball wherever coaches want me to put the ball, and then, somewhere in there is be ready to make the play on the ball carry if you have to. So. Maybe we will start doing some tackling drills over there in training camp. It'll probably be really bad TV, but we'll have fun doing it.
As you hit 13, you're talking about even extra ways that you want to improve your own game. Team-wide, given you guys finished last year, have you seen the focus really enhanced over this season?
Yeah, I think this team, the core of this team, has done a really good job of coming into this offseason program with the right attitude that we're going to pick up right where we left off. We were doing some really, really good things, especially at the end of the year when you want to be performing at your best. We were doing a lot of really good things and just, focusing in on those things and then also just ruthlessly attacking our deficiencies, whatever they may be. We always talk about the idea of around here, you don't attack the person, you attack the issue. You confront the issue. You kind of have to have a little bit thicker skin for that and realize it's not about, anything I have going on personally, but how can I help my team improve? How can I improve so I'm more of an asset to my team? And that's something that, the core of this group, the leadership of this team has done a really good job of carrying over from last year and years prior when we've had a lot of success. Carrying over from prior seasons to this time right now. And it's something that I know, Roquan, Lamar, even young guys like Tyler Linderbaum, Kyle Hamilton, really leaning into that idea and finding ways that we can all step up our individual and collective games. This team's doing a good job of that.
One more for Tuck, please.
Just how is Nick Moore looking after recovering from the injury and back to a fluid operation?
Yeah. I wouldn't say back to a fluid operation. Tyler did an excellent job for us last year. We appreciate his hard work. He did a great job stepping in kind of, last minute, if you will. It's like right at the start of training camp. And, you guys that know me well know that I like our operation to be airtight. I like it to be hermetically sealed and nothing can penetrate nothing can disrupt what we've got going. And the more we rep it out, the longer we have to work together, the tighter our operation becomes, the more efficient we become. So, losing out on realistically several months last season was tough, but Tyler did a great job stepping up. And as far as Nick goes, Nick's doing an excellent job picking up right where he left off. He was coming off of a Pro Bowl caliber season in my mind. I thought he should have been a Pro Bowler. He was coming off of an all-pro caliber season. So it's not just us that recognize how good of a job he can do. It's, you know, he's being recognized by his peers across the league as well. So it has been really good to see him step right back up and come out onto the field ready to go, just like he said he was going to. And, you know, a lot of y'all don't know this about Nick, or really like any of the guys that battle season-ending injuries. You know, what they have to go through is, you know, it's pretty grueling, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It challenges you. And Nick was grinding. You know, he was grinding all last season. As soon as he got hurt, he went right to work, much like many of the other, you know, injured guys have done before him and will do after him. So, you know, credit to him, credit to the staff that works with all the guys, you know, and then the folks that, you know, whoever else Nick is working with, like everybody was doing a really, really good job to get him back to a place where he's going to play high level football again.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, guys.